Colonel Forbin looked square in the mirror and dragged the blade across his cold cream skin. He saw the tired little folds of flesh that lay in a heap beneath his eyes. 52 years of obedient self-restraint, of hiding his tension behind a serene veil of composure. For 52 years he had piled it all on the back burner, and for 52 years it had boiled, frothing over in a turbulent storm inside of him. It had escaped through his eyes, reacting with the cigarette smoke and the fluorescent lights, and slowly accumulating into a sagging mass. He ran his dripping palm across the stubble on the nape of his neck and thought again about the door. He had discovered the door some months back on one of his ritualistic morning walks with his dog McGrupp. It had started out as a typical stroll, with McGrupp bounding joyously ahead of the preoccupied colonel. As they reached the apex of a hill, he saw it, and he knew it had always been there, and felt foolish for overlooking the door for so long. At first, he tried to ignore it, but he soon found that it was impossible. And slowly, his newly acquired knowledge transformed his dreary life into a prison from which there was only one escape. And on this morning, Colonel Forbin stepped through the door.
Passing through the corridor, I came upon an aging knight who leaned against the wall in gnarly armor. He was on his way to see the king. Wilson! He led me through the streets of Prussia talking as he tried to crush a bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. I said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. I'm from the land of the big baboon. Oh, but I never ever going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Lizards were a race of people, practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save the people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the Helping Friendly Book. In all of Prussia, only one existed. And Wilson had declared that any person who possessed him was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. I said, I come from the land of doom.
The helping, friendly book, it seemed, possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down. And so he sunk, and as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thunk. He said, I come from the land of darkness. I said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. I'm from the land of the big baboon. But I never remember going back there, and I couldn't if I tried. Because I come from the land of lizards, and the lizards.
On the far side of the river, he saw a shaggy creature standing in the weeds, who stared across at Forbin with an unrelenting gaze, a gigantic mass of muscles and claws. The hideous beast reared back and hurled himself in the water and swam toward the region where Rutherford lay. And in a flash, the beast was gone. Underneath the surface to the frosty depths below, while Forbin, bewildered, waited alone. Seconds dragging by him seemed like hours, till finally the colonel felt it all had been a dream. Defeated, he bowed his head and turned to go. Suddenly, with a roar, the creature emerged before him and held the brave knight's body to the sky, and the creature laid the knight upon the shore, and the colonel fell beside his friend in prayer that he'd survive. And Rutherford, brave Rutherford, was alive.